Welcome to the Hyper Fat Show, where we believe unlimited growth in business and life is created by surrounding yourself with people who have been where you are going. Learning from others allows you to compress time and grow hyper fast. And now for a special presentation from the Explode Conference. A special thanks to Matt Fagioli and his team for putting on this event. Visit explodethis.com for more information. And now for Dan Stewart's presentation.
The theme of Explode is the future is now. We've been hosting these conferences. This is our ninth year of hosting these conferences. And the future has been now for most of those 9 years. But it keeps getting closer. It keeps getting faster. Things keep accelerating, right? All this change. And our mission is to help you prepare for it. It's never been more true than it is in 2019, right? There's a million things coming in the business, right? Zillow's now in the business of buying houses, and we have Opendoor and Knock and 1,000 other things that are coming up against the real estate industry and us as practitioners. And it's a reality that in the next 5 years, our market is going to shrink. The percentage of sales that goes through the traditional realtor channel is going to shrink. But guess what? There's tons of business for the players. There's tons of business for the hustlers. There's tons of business 5 years from now for the people who build a real business and scale and go after it and get themselves ready for 5 years and 10 years. We can do it. You're going to hear tons and tons today about lead conversion. I love this little graph. My team in Atlanta, so I had a team 10 years ago, sold that team, which is a whole story that people love to hear because it's a trick to just build a real estate business and be able to sell it. I did that 10 years ago. A year or so ago, I built a new team totally based upon all this stuff that I'm telling you, right? It's all about leads coming from 100 sources, going into a database and, you know, funneling and nurturing those people over a long period of time, having our team follow up and nurture those leads, leading into this slide where 5% of the people might buy the minute they click on realtor.com, but the 75% will buy in a year, in 2 years, and whatever. So that system has to be built. And the most important thing that's happening there is communication. How good or bad your communication is, how much people feel like they've built a relationship with you, like they know who you are. My videos to you over the last couple of days, hopefully you got to know me a little bit just from those couple of videos, and it affects our relationship already. And so if you were a consumer that was going to buy a house and you were receiving those videos from me, hopefully from video one to video three or whatever it was, you felt like, hey, I got to know Matt a little bit and I want to go to his conference versus, I don't really like that guy, I'm not going to show up. So the most important thing is communication. There's lots of other things that we can talk about that are super important, but communication is the paramount. And so we start the day with my great friend from Safety Harbor, Florida, Mr. Dan Stewart, who is the master of communication at scale. So welcome, Dan Stewart.
Good morning again. I feel like I was up here just 2 minutes ago. Very weird. So if you look at the screen here, you'll see two words that maybe don't make sense right now. Like, seriously happy? Seriously? Are we even thinking about this? Don't we need to just get listings, get buyers, close transactions? Like, whose experience is that in business where it feels like, all the time? You're just constantly on this roller coaster of peaks and valleys and peaks and valleys. I hope there's almost no one here who's having that experience, right? Because you can choose to have a completely different experience in the way your business operates. And that's what I'm here to talk with you about. Is that cool? Okay. Sweet. So now that we're friends, I'll just come down here. We'll chat a little while, right? So how many people woke up this morning with a real clear idea of what they wanted to get out of this conference today? How many people just won't raise their hands? It's been my experience that those of us who are absolutely certain about what we want to get out of something generally do, right? And those of us who show up, we're doing better than 90% of the people there, right? But we're not quite all the way where we could be. We got to show up with intention of what we want to get out, right? Anybody a John Lennon fan? Okay. For you millennials, look him up. So he said something about happiness I'm kind of fond of, right? His teacher asked him what he wanted to be when he grew up. And he said, I want to be happy, right? And she said, oh, no, you don't understand the assignment. He says, you don't understand life, right? That's where we are. So I want to share with you some things that can definitely make you happy. First off, it's really hard to be happy if you're broke. Duh, right? You got to get off that peak and valley of where's my next transaction coming from? Because when you're always feeling like your next meal is in jeopardy, it's really hard to be happy. It is. And again, I hope no one in this room has ever found themselves in that situation. I personally have. Like far too many people, I grew up in a circumstance I did not like. I did not always have food security. And yet, I've gone on to become this serial entrepreneur, right? I've founded 7 companies. I've been on the Inc. 500 4 times. I look back and I'm like, how did that happen? And the way it happened is through one simple thing that all of us do every single day. And that simple thing is to have a conversation. I'd like you to consider for a moment that the most important things we do in our lives happen in conversation. Right? Don't we fall in love in conversation? We raise our children in conversation, right? We negotiate our transactions in conversation. And probably most importantly, we have conversations with ourselves, right? Because until we tame that inner voice, which can sometimes be a real asshole, we're stuck, right? We've got to step into the possibility of what we can create for ourselves and actually expect that to occur if we're going to succeed at a very high level. And that's what I'm interested in helping each of you do. So for those of you who don't know me and don't know Happy Grasshopper, I'll give you a quick rundown. We create ridiculous results for our members by doing something extraordinarily simple. We treat every member of your database like a human being rather than a sales target. Shocking. Shocking. Right? But when you actually engage with people as if you want to have a conversation with them, as if they matter for more than the commission opportunity they represent, you unlock so many more commission opportunities. Like if anyone's ever played golf, the harder you swing, the worse the result. It's very much the same way here. If we're constantly selling, we're not really building a valuable relationship. Right? We can't. So I do all this in the context of database nurturing. And I know that in real estate, there are many tools. There's many services that talk about database nurturing. You've all heard that a million times. And I'm going to challenge you because I don't think most of us really understand that database nurturing is more than just dripping on people, right? It's not just that. Database nurturing is not that thing that you've heard about so many times. It's not that simple service you just subscribe to once and then, woo, you're done. It's easy, right? Because it's easy to send things today, but that doesn't matter. What matters is the conversation that you get to have as a result of sending something, right? So let's talk about where that conversation happens. It's really the marriage of two things, right? We've got message and we've got mechanics. You have to have them both. You can't have just one. Like, I would bet a finger that there are people in this room who've subscribed to services that can send content and yet have never sent content, right? I know that experience firsthand because my company prior to Happy Grasshopper was a CRM company. Thousands of members all over the world, only 18% ever sent a single message. Like, oh, that was startling. 100% subscribed to send content, only 18% ever did, right? So if that's you and you're feeling like, oh, yeah, it's another thing I got to do, just take a deep breath, let it go, right? You can let it go because it's not your fault. I forgive you for that, right? There's a million ways to send a message, but until you have the right message to send, right? Until you're reminded to do that on a time frame that makes sense and actually works. It feels awfully risky, doesn't it? It feels risky to send the wrong message to the right people. Ooh, what are they going to think? How are they going to react? Well, so if you're going to succeed with that, you've really got to understand that the emotion that's created from the combination of message and mechanics is really where the magic is, right? It's that emotional experience. So again, how many people have eaten a bug? Yeah? All right. My people! Yeah, so eating the bug is an emotional experience, right? So those of you who've done that, you're smiling right now. I see you. Yep, you're remembering that experience. So it's a purposeful exercise, right? And I know some of you are like, no, I'm not eating a bug. I will never do that. That's also an emotional reaction. I can control the journey I'm offering. I can't control everyone's reaction to it. Okay? Key learning there. Key learning. So here are the three components that you need to master to really own your database. You've got to have organization, you've got to have automation, and of course, you've got to have content. And notice that doesn't say just content. You have to have content creation because we don't live in a static world, right? We can't write something once and send it forever and hope that it's going to be successful. You've got to send content that's relevant to the moment in time that we're sharing, right? So there are a lot of systems that let you send things, and yet if everyone is sending the same thing, you're treating your database like a sales target rather than like a valuable relationship that you get to have. So one of my core beliefs is that who you are actually matters. Shocking, right? Who you are matters. And in this industry, unless we stand up and we prove to the consumer every single day that we matter, we're just opening the door wider for the iBuyers to walk through. We're making it easier to be replaced if we don't make a cogent argument for why we matter. Does that make sense? Give me a real yes. Does it make sense? It's like super, super important. This is the most critical thing we can do as an industry right now is prove to the market that we deserve to exist and will always deserve to exist at a very high level. And in the process of doing that, let's not forget, it can be really confusing, right? You've got leads coming from left and right. You've got all these things you could do, and the question remains, what should you do? There's a lot of ways to be successful in real estate. I don't believe that there's one right way, right? There might be a way that's right for you, and a different way that's right for you, and that's totally fine. Find the way that works for you, and then put the right focus so you get the right result.
Are you a real estate agent with friends or clients moving to or from the DC, Maryland, Virginia area? Send them to the number one team in the area. The Kerry Schell team will ensure they get world-class treatment and the best possible results buying or selling their home. The Kerry Schell team has the best training, systems, and marketing, and we proudly guarantee our results. To refer us business, call the Kerry Schell team at 703-589-9067 or go to referkerryschell.com.
Now, I'd like to do a little experiment. Is anyone here willing to find lots of money in their database? Okay, I think you raised your hand first. What's your name?
Julie Clifford.
Julie Clifford, do you know about how many contacts are in your database?
Yes.
How many?
A little over 1,700
is what she's saying. So when I do the math, we're seeing 2 to 10 transactions for every 100 people in your database per year, right? So someone who's good at math, let's figure that out here real quick. We've got 1,700. If we had two, we're having like what, 3,400 or 34 transactions that would come out of that, right? That's on the low end. How many transactions are you doing per year? 25 to 30, okay. So that's great because that shows there's opportunity for growth already in your database. There definitely is. Now, the reason there's such variance from 2 on the low end to 10 on the high end is a really simple thing. It's easy to have contacts. It's more challenging to have relationships, right? So if we can have 1,700 people in the database that are really engaged with you, that look forward to receiving messaging from you, then you see the transaction volume lift, right? the quality of the communication makes a massive difference. So I'd encourage you to stop thinking of keeping in touch with your database as a checkmark marketing item, right? Because when you master this, when you're really good at it, the results, my gosh, you'd never want to do anything else. It just works so incredibly well. So to help you pull that money out of your database, I put together a database checklist for you. And all you have to do is send an email to yes@happygrasshopper.com, and our system will just automatically email that to you. So that's a free download here for everyone. Okay? And now let's get back to the important stuff, right? Let's talk about this roller coaster. So can we be honest and open in this room? Like, I'm willing to do that. Okay, I have felt that my life has been on a roller coaster at times. Absolutely. Anyone else willing to admit that? Okay. Let's also recognize that a roller coaster is a highly engineered experience. There's not an inch of track that wasn't designed, right? There's not an inch, there's not a moment, there's not a microsecond of that experience that hasn't been designed with multiple factors of safety, right? Because it's not enough just to get one person through this ride. You want to get tens of thousands of people through this ride, all of them safe, all of them getting off and going, oh my God, that was the best thing ever, or oh my God, I'm never going again. Either way, they're having a reaction, kind of like eating a bug, okay? So start thinking about this roller coaster as a systematic, I know that's hard to see up there, it says systematic experience, because that's what it is. From the moment someone gets online to get on that roller coaster, it's a systematic experience. So people get online in a lot of different ways in business, they do. And yet we have three jobs. And again, this is hard to see, but up top it says get leads, close sales, wow clients. That's my business, that's your business, that's every business on the planet. We must get leads, close sales, and wow clients, right? It's so simple to break it down to that level, and yet that does not mean it's easy to actually do. It gets easier when you have a systematic experience designed for them, and let's never forget that their experience is your income. Does that make sense? Right? If I'm your client and we ride this roller coaster called a real estate transaction together, am I leaving that experience going, oh my God, Julie is the best agent ever. She's fantastic. You have to use her. Right? Because when people are passionate about someone, people are passionate about sharing that. Right? That's why our business has grown so tremendously from word of mouth. Our members are passionate about our service. So never forget that their experience is up to them, right? Some of you are like, eat a bug, get a t-shirt, yay, that sounds fun. Others are like, that man is crazy, I will never put a bug in my mouth, right? It's your perspective, it's the same. Either way, we're delivering a consistent experience there. And as we deliver that experience, we have to really choose our words wisely because they make a massive difference. I believe that there are only two kinds of people in your database right now. They either know you or they don't. If you treat that person who knows you like just a sales target, like they don't matter at all, you just have more data to send them, that's kind of offensive. We're buddies. We've been through something together. And that's all you choose to communicate with me about? That doesn't feel great. And if I'm that stranger who's just become a lead for you, and you treat me like we're old friends, I don't know who you are. Why are you doing that to me? Right? That also doesn't make sense. So if you do nothing else with your database but divide it into people who know you and people who don't, you can go a long way towards sending the right message to the right people at the right time. Okay? As you're doing that, don't forget that emotion produces behavior. It absolutely does. And you know what? I brought a video that demonstrates how words produce emotion better than I could ever express to you. I'll let you watch. I've played that video a lot, and it still like gives me goosebumps. It does. It's a small change, right? It's the same message, but presented in a different way, it delivers a massive emotional impact. That's what brands do. If you think about advertising at the most expensive level, it's hard to spend more than you would on a Super Bowl commercial. And each of these brands is attempting to deliver an emotional experience for the viewer. They're spending millions of dollars. They've got 30 seconds. They know the very best thing they can do is reach into your chest and hold your heart, right? Make you laugh, make you cry, whatever emotional response that they can deliver and then connect their brand to becomes memorable, right? Sometimes memorable is good, like most of these commercials. The one here on the bottom of the right, anybody remember the weird, like, robot baby commercial? That was bizarre. Like, not memorable, not good, right? So again, you can control the experience you intend for them to have. You can't control their reaction to it. You can't. So this means you have a choice. Do I try to be one agent for all people, right? Do I try to be a chameleon and change who I am to serve every individual client? Or am I better off saying, here's what I am. Love me or leave me, here I am, right? At the end of the day, there's nothing easier than to just be ourselves. And yet, gosh, it can feel so hard to do that sometimes, right? I mean, we've heard the fake it till you make it mantra so many times. It's so tempting to go lease that expensive car because, wow, if I have that car, people are going to think I'm amazing. Like, that's the psychology at play here. And there's not a single industry that's more targeted for these sorts of plays than real estate, right? So I'm going to encourage each of you to be brave, to step into the light of who you actually are, and be that, right? You will attract far more people doing that than you can do in any other way. And this is a moment where I need to thank Roberta Ross for teaching me this. She's been my coach for 4 years, is that right? 5 years, it feels like 10 minutes, really. Roberta's speaking today at 2. I love this woman, she's family to me, and every single one of you should stay and see her. She's very, very special. So let's get back to this roller coaster ride. This is the way that people get on your ride, right? This is where they get in line. You've got IDX leads, you've got referrals, you've got open house visitors, you've got door knocking, you've got prospecting calls. There's all these different things you can do to get people online to have a real estate experience with you. And if you consider what their experience is, I think you want to make some changes. I'm pretty sure you will. Because there are 85.5 million leads generated for real estate online. 5.5 million transactions. I mean, let that math sink in, right? This is NAR data. Back in 2011, it was 4.5 million leads generated online for about the same number of transactions, right? So think about what the experience is of that lead. If they're registering on your site and they're registering on up to 10 other sites 8 to 12 months before they're ready to have their own real estate transaction, what's their experience? What are they experiencing if they're that buyer in your market? It's one of two things. They're either getting 1.2 phone calls and 2 emails, and then the lead is considered dead, right? A lot of agents are busy, we're focused, it's a bad lead. They're not ready now, therefore it's a bad lead. Like with 85.5 million of them generated each year, it's hard to blame you guys for not wanting to manually follow up on all these leads. So many of them go absolutely nowhere. It's not that they're bad leads, it's just that they're not ready yet. They'll be ready in 8 to 12 months, right? So the other experience is that they're getting search updates. If I'm a buyer in your market, I'm getting search updates, but I'm not getting them just from you. I'm getting them from these 10 other places I'm registering. And pretty soon, that's my experience as a buyer in your market, right? And in this environment, there's zero differentiation. You guys all look the same. Here I am, your ideal buyer, and I'm trying to figure out why I should hire you, and you're not giving me a reason. You're just giving me another search update. You know, I believe more than anything that in this environment, you guys have a unique opportunity. It's a tremendous opportunity because if you believe like I do that who you are actually matters, if you take one step extra and you communicate it to all these people who are entering your world as a lead, wow, you stand out from everyone else. It's not, oh, I'm just another agent. Yeah, I can just unlock doors. Yeah, I can just list your house. Like, no, you've got to resist that. You've got to stand apart from that. You've got to give each and every lead an opportunity to understand why you specifically are their best possible choice. Okay? This is something I believe in so strongly. I've spent the last 9 years of my life focused on it. You know, back in 2011, Happy Grasshopper started as an experiment. That CRM company I started where no one sent messaging, even though everyone could, I thought, well, what if we write the messages? Maybe that'll work. And sure enough, it did, right? We started getting rave reviews. We added thousands of clients. It happened really, really quick, and it was surprising. And then in 2013, we said, well, that's not enough. It doesn't differentiate the consumer enough. So what if I assign a copywriter to each one of my clients? And we create really custom content just for that specific agent. So we launched that in 2013, and then that caught on fire. Like, we got all this great press all over the place about the results it produced. But more importantly, we made a huge difference in the lives of our members. Like, Brent, 17 transactions from his first email that we ever sent for him. How crazy is that? It's insane. He had 10,000 old Boomtown leads that we tried and they weren't going anywhere. So I said, well, no, we're not going to give up on those leads. Let's re-engage those people. Let's put them in a process. And we found that there's all this business waiting for him. Like, we've got guys like Wes here. We sent one email. He ended up with 5 coffee appointments with past clients and people in his sphere, right? And it goes on and on and on and on. And I'm not going to bore you guys with all these success stories. I'd love to show you these. I'd love to share with you how it is that we produce these results. And of course, we do that at our booth out here later. You can come talk to me later. For right now, I'm going to take just one moment and share with you something very special. Since 2011, our entire focus has been sending email and creating content for social media. Today, we're introducing something brand new for you. So we're expanding our service to include SMS, voicemail blast, print, and integration with Facebook Messenger. So think of Happy Grasshopper as your third-party conversation hub that collaborates and connects with every software portal you can think of. You know, it doesn't matter which IDX provider, if you're a FirePoint customer, if you're using Boomtown, if you've got TorchX, it doesn't matter. Wherever it is that you're capturing opportunity, we have a means of converting that opportunity into conversations, right? And then you convert those conversations into contracts. So thank you very much for letting me share with you. You guys have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Hyper Fat Show. Subscribe to us if you want to make sure you get the latest and greatest Hyper Fat Shows. And remember, we love reviews. Reviews help us bring better and better guests, improve our shows, and give us the good, the bad, and the ugly. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.